USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Merry Christmas morning. And that's how the earliest of Christmas mornings sounded at St. Patrick's Cathedral, where they held midnight mass last night. Many, many celebrations, of course, continuing today across the nation. And as they're happening, flash flood warnings are being issued all along the West Coast for the entire weekend. The National Weather Service says it is going to be wet, wintry, and windy in the West. A lot of hazardous travel conditions, especially in the mountains. The travel restrictions to 8 South African nations are expected to be lifted in a few days. Several sources say the Biden administration will lift them on December 31st at 12:01 a.m. The biggest space telescope ever built is to go into orbit this morning with a launch at 7:20 Eastern Time. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
In Los Angeles, the county coroners identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Arnold Schwarzenegger's donating 25 homes to veterans this Christmas. The actor doing it in conjunction with the nonprofit Village for Vets and the Office of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
To many, the 2020 election seems like ancient history, but there are some Georgia poll workers who are suing Rudy Giuliani in the aftermath. And here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One America News Network's parent company and its top officials over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Folsom County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials.
And to North Carolina, where a police chief is now on unpaid leave after he apparently told officers where they could get a COVID vaccination card without actually getting the shot. Oakboro Police Chief T.J. Smith on leave for at least 2 weeks, and then he'll be on probation for at least 6 months. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.